that was good. That was the reason. Don't think it holds water today, but it did. That was it then. And he arranged for me to have contact lenses. So I had, you know, 20/20 vision in that eye. He did a very good job for those days. So.
And how was your other eye?
Well, I didn't have vision in the other eye, and I didn't have vision in the other eye until 1964, when I then was in the States and had the surgery done then.
You'd better explain how you came to go to the States.
Yes. Well, I met my husband, who was an American airman, in 1951. And we married in 52, in February of 52. And in October of that year, we went back to America. We went to live in Texas. And where are we then? Lived in Texas, then Georgia. And in 1955, we were sent back to England. I was then pregnant with my first child in 55.
Before we come on to your pregnancy, did you have any contact with the medical profession in those years in the States?
Very little, really. Very little. I remember going to a doctor and my insulin was changed. I was quite ill. I was taken into hospital there because I was ill, I remember, and my insulin was changed. But it was an American Air Force hospital, and in those days, wives and children were only very second class. Their main duty was the airmen and not the family. You got care, but it was not, you never felt like you were number one because you knew you weren't. And the Air Force was better than the Army. If you were an Army wife, you were given very short shrift. But I remember going in because I was not well and them changing my insulin. And I don't think...